Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, well, this is really getting frightening. I've been watching YouTube videos of the Occupy Wall Street people openly working for Obama now with signs saying redistribution or revolution. They're not calling for liberty or freedom or to end the corporate cronyism. They're calling for a piece of the pie. And, of course, that'll just destroy the pie, but they don't know that. I mean, what, if somebody's better looking than you, do you want to chop their nose off? Or somebody can pole vault better than you or throw, like, Brett Favre better than you, do we chop his arm off? You know, this idea of collectivism is very dangerous, and it's being pushed by the Federal Reserve. You people that love Obama are such idiots. And you mainline Republicans loving Herman Cain and Mitt Romney. Good Lord, there's no end to it. Going back to David. David, in the last 4 minutes we've got in this short segment, we'll stay in contact with you as a great source. We're going to give you our numbers. I think we've already given you Richard's number. To stay in touch with us is kind of our incognito reporter down here. But other things I haven't raised, other points I haven't got to. I forgot. What was I raising as we went to break? Oh, I was talking about the folks, you know, the reporters being murdered on the bridge, hung, and you had to read deep into the Spanish and Mexican papers to find out it was the head administrator that was killed and her assistant. They just said, oh, somebody on Twitter got killed. It was the newspaper people. Our own media now on the bridge to Mexico hanging dead as a message, and our own media has now been cowed by these people.
Yeah, they have. A couple of the local television stations, they've been sent threatening letters and emails and whatnot because they've publicly admitted it. And they've kind of toned back on their reporting. But, you know, Nigel, you know, speaking about the Twitter, what we were talking about, there were groups of people just going around and reporting, tweeting out, you know, go around this way, go around that way, don't go through this street anywhere in Mexico along the border here. Along the Rio Grande River and here in the Rio Grande Valley, and they found out who these people were, and they sent them a message. And the sources I have are telling me that they actually killed two of the people that were tweeting. They weren't involved in any way. They were just tweeting for the sake of family and friends, you know, to avoid going down.
No, that's some separate people, yes, but they also killed the newspaper head.
Absolutely. I mean, it's public information. They've reported how many they've killed just in the last 3 years. They do not care.
How is the drug war going with the different factions? You said it's really three cartels.
This is the way it's being broken down. You have the Sinaloa cartel, which is the Chapo Guzman cartel, and then you have the Zeta cartel, and then you've got all these, what they're calling the third faction, is these smaller little groups, and they're trying to, you know, show Big Daddy, look, you know, I've got the muscle, you know, I've gone out and eliminated some of your competition, you know, will you hook me up, can I join your faction? So it's like three ways, and if you really want to get into it, you could count the military because they're being used as a tool also, as a weapon. So it's really, there's a four-way war going on here. It's pandemonium. They have no control over what they're doing over there.
Amazing. I know you've got to go soon, and I've got a guest coming up, but I wanted you to finish up with your view on Fast and Furious. Get started on that, and we'll finish up after the break if we have to.
The sources that I have are telling me that when the Fast and Furious program initiated or whatever, when the weapons actually crossed, they crossed up at the northern part of Mexico, the San Diego Tijuana area, and it's kind of funny that those weapons have found themselves down on this side of the country. The sad fact when those three border patrolmen got shot, two of them died, and one was gravely injured. The bullets that were taken out of their bodies were analyzed, and they came back and traced them to the weapons that were smuggled and sold across the border from Fast and Furious. And it's funny because they were believing that those weapons were going to make it into the Sinaloa cartel. You know, they would stay around the area. They would be able to trace it. Eventually, they've ended up on this side of Mexico, along the Gulf of Mexico, the east side, and
you know what? Stay there. I want to just spend two more minutes with you and get your overall view on what you think the master plan is. Then Ben Fuchs is coming up. Stay with us.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Look at this headline out of the San Antonio Express News. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, you can see it on screen. If you're a regular radio listener, you can just go to the San Antonio Express News website. Drug trafficking, helping economy along the border. And it's a positive news article about how great drugs are to help America. See, they know you're sick of the drug war. They know statistically people want to decriminalize. The argument is if you do decriminalize, all these drug gangs will move into other crimes. They already are. Kidnapping, extortion, metal theft. We will be overtaken by this. And the globalists plan to use this to bring down Mexico. I've been talking about it basically the whole show, and I've got Iran news, I've got the Federal Reserve trying to censor us news. I know people are really upset about it, and I'll give you some news on that. Tonight on the nightly news, I'll get in more into the Iran situation. They are trying to totally green light a war. This is the closest we've been. All the analysts we've interviewed have agreed. Anthony Schaefer said, well, the request has been made for the new war, and yeah, they want it, but the Pentagon is saying no. I mean, this is incredible, the stuff that's going on. And Obama needs this distraction from Fast and Furious, all of it. Finishing up with our source, then we're going to Ben Fuchs, except for I had a few news items. Our source, whose info checks out with all my research, you've got shootouts by high school football games here in the border area, in the U.S., the town of, I should pull up the town name for you, Rio Grande City. You've got the Mexican military operating, narcotics trafficking by the U.S. government, you name it. In the final equation, you talk about the Mexican military being corrupt. They've been caught, the Mexican government. How does Felipe Calderon tie into all this? Where is it going? I mean, Celia Castillo, former DEA agent, told me 6 years ago. He says, Los Zetas have tried to recruit me. They're training at the outside the King Ranch in Kingsville. They've got secret bases down there in South Padre. And he was talking about this base out here. They're going to have a huge war between the cartels and destabilize Mexico. Then the U.S. will invade. Then the ATF came and set him up and put him in prison. Now, all for guns, saying he was selling shotguns. But the point is, Celly had trained operators all over the world, you know, to quote, fight other drug cartels when he was in the DEA. That's on record. You know, him out there training in Colombia, all over. From my research, the globalists are trying to knock out their competition, but there's so many people who aren't intimidated and who are poor in Mexico, over 100 million people now. They're just willing to die. Super macho, super tough. And now this weird culture of death, the skinny one, this worship of the Grim Reaper, it just sounds like some type of psychopathic tyranny like we saw in Russia, Nazi Germany, Pol Pot, Fidel Castro has opened up, and that it's only getting worse. What's your final equation take on this, Fast and Furious, how it all ties together, what your military and law enforcement sources are telling you?
Okay, let me start with this. What you're talking about, the metals being stolen, absolutely true. I know four people that are in the industry along the border here. They sell record amounts. They cannot scrap enough metal because as soon as it crosses the border, it's being held up and seized and stolen by the cartels. Two, the University of Texas in Brownsville has actually gone out and pulled, I believe it was a 50 caliber round out of their building. It sits about 250, maybe 300 yards across at its closest from the border in Matamoros to Brownsville. They've taken it out of the walls and have had to cancel college day education at one point, I think actually three times. Both governments know what's going on. They're both in on it. How do they know what's going on a consistent basis? It's all a big, it's all just a big joke on all of us here. Both sides know what's going on. The Mexican government comes out and points fingers at us. The president over there says it's the U.S.'s fault. But I'll tell you what, if they try to legalize drugs in Mexico, you'll see an all-out war because you're taking away the only livelihood the majority of those people are doing down there that are involved in illicit work. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, but it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. Letting them have the drug money is only empowering them anyways to then start into new crimes. You see my point?
Yeah, exactly. So and the way I'm thinking is if they try to legalize it, it's going to really tick them off, and they're going to go out on a mass killing spree. They cannot try to legalize it over there because they're just going to get more irritated. You're messing around with the bees. And you go to that nest and you mess around with it.
When is it going to end, though? The bees are getting really fat and mean off the government making drugs illegal. See how this is a monster, though, that just sucks you into it?
Exactly. You know, on another, I was seeing a few nights ago, I was watching a pastor on television. His name is Perry Stone. He said the 300 most powerful and richest families of the world are the ones that are leading all this. They're the ones that are setting all this up. And it just boggled my mind to hear this guy that has such an awesome reputation, a man of God, saying that 300 families of the most elite in the world are the ones that are setting this stuff up. I mean, we
that's the community of 300. That's actually accurate. That's kind of the global overall consortium. It's really about 20 families, but then there's a couple hundred under them that serve them. It does come out to a committee of 300. That is one of the top globalist groups. But here's the issue. Just like study how the West brought down China. When China made drugs illegal, in the end, it brought the country down. That's what's happening here is the opium wars. They're doing it, and they mean to bring the U.S. down with it. I'm telling you, we got to bite the bullet and go ahead and totally decriminalize. That doesn't mean legalize. And it's just going to have to be an all-out war against crime. And the answer is arm the Mexican people, have a total Second Amendment. And I'll guarantee you, it's because you got 99% of people don't own guns that now the cartels could feed on them. What would happen if every citizen in Mexico had a firearm and was trained how to use it? What would happen when people came to their door to shake them down then?
It'd be totally different over there. It would be totally different because a lot of those people are actually hard, honest, working people. They really are. It's ironic. And you know, going back to what you were talking about a while ago about those Wall Streeters, you know, you look at the history in Rome. The Rome collapsed because they were going after that top 1 or 2% that had all the money, that were creating the businesses and blah blah blah. They did the same thing, and we're following the same footsteps of old Rome. We're going after the people that have the money, that create the jobs. It's stupid. And I see those kids getting interviewed on TV. They have no idea why the hell they're out there. They have no idea why they're out there. It's like seeds being spread across the wind. Nobody seems to have one centralized idea about what's going on. That's crazy.
No, in fact, if you go to InfoWars.com, and I've seen these signs, it says redistribute or revolution. It's clear, David, we're going to have you back on. In summation, in 30 seconds, how do you see this ending? Because do you agree with me? Clearly, it's only getting worse.
It's only going to get worse. I don't see an end in sight. I don't see an end in sight. It would take maybe someone getting elected that would have the guts to say, you know what, we're not going to stand by, we're not going to be participating in this, and we're going to shut the border off. And again, the one thing that really irritates me is why.
I agree. You shut the border off, that'll shut the profits off on both sides. But that'll never happen because the banks want that money, and they're going to use it to destabilize Mexico, and not for America to take over Mexico, for the globalists to occupy it with our troops.
Yes.
Create a crisis where it'll get so bad, you'll know it's a setup, but you'll still have to support the troops going in because you don't want to be kidnapped.
Right. So, I mean, all you got to do is turn on the news down in the Rio Grande Valley and watch. I mean, it's online. The two biggest ones are KRGV and KGBT, and they stream online, and you can see it. There's nightly things going on over here. It's a daily thing. Then you can catch it on the news. It's every single day.
So it ends in Mexico being occupied by the North American Union Security Force, by America, and both our countries get rolled into a continental security perimeter. Unbelievable. Yes. Sir, thank you so much for spending time with us.
No problem. Thank you, Alex, and to all your viewers. Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Great guy there. Really knows what he's talking about. And so many others do around here, too. I'm going to try to go up and interview some police around here and shove a camera in their face. Hey, why are you writing tickets on citizens for going 5 miles over the speed limit? Why don't you do something? Why don't you actually do something and be honest with people? You idiots allowed them to make drugs illegal so organized crime could take over, and now it's destroying us. But on top of it, the Mexican government is so evil, they're about to forcibly inoculate all the girls in their country with a vaccine known to kill people and sterilize them. God help us, man. God help us. All right, we're going to go to pharmacist Ben Fuchs here for the balance of the hour. And I have had big breaking news from down here at the border here today. I've also got Federal Reserve news coming up at the end and this war news with Iran. They definitely want it. But the good news is people in government are blowing the whistle on it and trying to back it down. I'll have more on that on all of it tonight, 7 o'clock. I'll be on my own show with Aaron Dykes co-hosting with me, InfoWars Nightly News, coming up this evening. I wanted to get Ben Fuchs on again because now they're openly saying they're going to go after anybody selling vitamins and minerals. Now they're saying they're going after anybody selling food on a street corner or tomatoes or whatever. Now they're going after all the lemonade stands. It's all about totally cracking down. And I wanted to talk to him about the attacks on vitamins and minerals and this attempt to forcibly inoculate people and get his view on what inoculations are doing to people. We're about to go to break, but Ben, great to have you here. Just putting bookends on this, sitting there the last 15 minutes or whatever you've been holding. What did you think of our report from the Texas-Mexico border where a failed state is now collapsing into the United States?
Well, you know what? I always do this. I follow the money. Cha-ching, cha-ching. I see who's benefiting from anytime there's something going on in the news and anytime there's some kind of scandal going on, anytime we see something about the police state or encroachment of government, I want to know who's paying for all this and who's benefiting from a financial standpoint. And somewhere along the line, you're going to find bankers, and somewhere along the line, you're going to find industrialists, and somewhere along the line, you're going to find big corporations, and you're going to find the people being screwed. And that's usually what happens.
That's right. They get their huge profits out of conflict because they're attacking both Mexico and the U.S. People think of wars as one side or the other. The globalists play people off against each other. That's why they're in control, only a few thousand of them. Ben, we're going to go to break here, but how would you fix in just a sentence what's happening in Mexico?
How would I fix what's happening in Mexico? Well, first of all, I would. We have to, as individuals and as single citizens, we have to understand that the government is not here to protect individual rights. They're there to protect themselves, as all establishments do. So we have
stay
to
stay there. We got to go to break. We'll come back with more on that on the other side. The answer is arm all the Mexicans with fully automatic weapons.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Last July, a rare webinar was released that has since transformed lives all around the world. Now viewed by over 100,000 people, the movement is growing stronger than ever. WaterWebinar.com. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Go to WaterWebinar.com now. Sign up for the webinar and see the shocking video footage with your own eyes. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body and your drinking water. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. See the webinar before it's taken off the web. There's still time. Go to www.waterwebinar, that's WEBINAR.com now.
What has allowed this crisis in Mexico to take place is a disarmed population with a limited population that's armed, corrupt government, a public trained to give in to corrupt government, and then when another corrupt mafia comes in and starts fighting with the other mafia, civilization ends. And that's what's going to happen to the United States. That's where this country is headed. And you got big special interests coming in. big pharma, big agra, openly lobbying in Europe and here in the U.S., and they've done it in Europe, to start restricting vitamins and minerals over the counter. They're telling pharmacists, compounding pharmacists, real pharmacists all over the country, who can, you know, give you regular drugs or also old-fashioned ones, they can't compound basic things anymore. They're shutting down their competition. It's all about big cartels shutting down their competition. And then now you've got the Occupy Wall Street people, Ben. And I want to get your take on this, and we'll get into the latest attacks on vitamins and minerals with you. Coming out and just saying, yeah, redistribute. And then Obama represents says, yes, I want to redistribute. But all he wants to do is redistribute the middle class's money, like Herman Cain wants, with new taxes to the Federal Reserve. What is it these redistribute people can't get? I mean, it's admitted now the Democrats are running this.
You know, they're a product of this infantilization of humanity, and especially of Americans, that's been going on for the last 60 or 70 years, where everybody expects the government to take care of them. What my message has been, and consistently has been, is that individuals have to take the ball into their own court in terms of health. These Wall Street people, Occupy Wall Street people, have to begin to produce something, have to begin to create something, have to begin to create some value, and so they'll get compensated in equal measure to what kind of value they're creating. They're out there screaming, give me this and give me that, and the government should be taking care of me, and I'm not getting taken care of, and Wall Street should be redistributing their wealth, and it's not fair. Get out and do something and create some value. Put something back into the culture, and that's what I see when I see these kids screaming, is I see people just saying, me, 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 give me more, give me more, give me more, and it's just the logical end result of this infantilization of Americans that has been going on since at least the New Deal,
they're
probably
domesticating
before.
Us, and it's shutting down our entire society. And as we get more globalism, more collectivism, they scream louder saying, give me goodies. It doesn't deliver it. Collectivism delivers North Korea, China, and places like that, and Russia. They've got to get it through their head. Now, we're going to go to break here in a moment. Long segment coming up. But I just wanted to get you on because I see articles every day now where the system's SWAT teaming people and raiding them and going after vitamins and organic food and not wanting us to be able to label stuff that's not organic and trying to force vaccines on us. I mean, this is a war.
People have to ask themselves, why is the government so interested in bringing armed SWAT teams to people who are selling sweeteners or people who are selling herbs or people who are contributing information on how to use these things? Why is the government so vested in protecting their interests that they're willing to send armed SWAT team members to little old ladies who are selling stevia?
What are some of the other big trends you're seeing? I mean, I know you're the real expert on this. I just see it everywhere.
The latest thing is now the Food and Drug Administration is interested in regulating new dietary ingredients. They're making it tougher and tougher for supplement companies to come out with new and better supplements, and they're not doing it outright. What they're doing it by changing the way that these companies label and the way these companies announce their new ingredients. So a company will announce their new ingredient, the FDA will hold on to the announcement and hold on to the application if they deem that this new supplement is somehow a threat. So that's the latest thing. Now it's not just such as regular supplements, it's new supplements that these companies want to come out with, new dietary supplements. It's called the NDI, the new dietary.
Meanwhile, they've got the New Freedom Initiative that Bush started, where they said they want to put half of kids on psychotropics. Now Reuters is reporting, this is up at InfoWars.com, doctors want to diagnose ADHD, made up, usually because you're eating unhealthy food, starting at age 4. Yeah, if I give my kids Coca-Cola, they suddenly get ADHD. Or if I feed them, you know, MSG, they suddenly get out of control. It's called, you know, having trouble in their brains, chemistry. Now they want to make your kids in school at age 4 be diagnosed so they can force deadly speed on them.
Diagnoses, these mental diagnoses, you know how they come up with them? They vote on them. A bunch of psychiatrists get together and determine that they're going to make up these new names for new diagnoses, and they put them together in a book called the DSM. The latest DSM is going to have new diseases like obsessive shopping disorder and excessive internet use disorder, and all of these are going to be medicated. So the mental diagnoses are the most insidious of all the disease states. To me, as a pharmacist, all disease states can be boiled down into either the body building up or breaking down, but chemical imbalances in the brain is some marketing term that a drug company invented. There's no such thing as a chemical imbalance in the brain because the brain's chemistry is always changing. There's no one balance to the brain's chemistry.
That's like the global warming people now teaching school kids that seasons are abnormal and that any weather change is abnormal. I mean, this is ridiculous. We'll be right back with Ben Fuchs. Great point on that. I'm going to go back to that, Ben. Your brain's always changing.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
More the problem I'm having is being able to cover it all. When I first saw Citibank refusing to give a woman her money who was at the bank last week, I thought, you know, there's no way I just saw that. And now we put an article up this morning from George Washington's blog that's got scores of videos. And then I went and did a search and found a whole bunch more of Occupy Wall Street folks who actually went out and went into Citibank, Goldman Sachs, that's more of a brokerage bank, but they've got bank accounts too, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, and demand their money. And they just say, no, get out of here and call the cops on them. I don't have that much money, but we've got a sizable sum in bank accounts to run Infowars.com and pay the employees. I guess if they had a gold counting house in town, we could pay them in that or something. But, I mean, it's just getting to the point where you can't trust the banks, you can't trust any of it. And these kleptocrats are running the entire society. They're devaluing the currencies. Ben Fuchs is our guest, pharmacist. Ben, you were making a really good point there as we went to break, that they say any change in the brain is an imbalance. When you get depressed or whatever, they've got all these studies where natural foods, vitamins, minerals that you have talked about, in fact, perhaps you should talk about it, in double-blind studies I've seen, are many times better than Prozac or those variants of serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And those studies have been out for decades. In fact, the serotonin reuptake inhibitors are linked to increased suicide. Now they have to put it on the insert, whereas what St. John's wort I know actually helps because it's natural. But then they want to restrict that. But, I mean, I've always felt if I get a little sun or I'm kind of down in the winter, if I go climb a hill somewhere or, you know, go clean out the garage, I feel great. Or if I just get out and have some fun, then I'm not depressed anymore. It's the times I hadn't been taking action in my life, probably the 2 years I was in college, and my mind knew this was worthless. I wasn't learning anything from this. I needed to quit doing it. As soon as I just went out and quit college and got a couple more jobs and started my media operation, I felt great. I've never felt bad since then. If I do something wrong occasionally and think about it later, I feel guilty and depressed. As soon as I admit up to what I've done psychologically and spiritually, I feel great. I mean, but they're telling you should never feel bad. They're saying we want to drug all of our soldiers because they feel bad about what they've done. Well, they should just repent. And then you won't feel bad anymore. I mean, what can you say? I mean, you really hit something key here. Just like the global warming people say, they're now teaching school kids. We've shown this on the website in news articles that seasons aren't real and I mean, aren't normal, and that you shouldn't have changes in weather, that any weather change, any climate change is different. The only thing that doesn't change is change, Ben.
We're treating normal conditions like sadness and depression as if they're medical conditions. Nobody gets a serotonin test when they go into the psychiatrist's office and has a blood test done to see how much serotonin is in their brain. They make up this term chemical imbalance to imply that something is wrong with your brain. The brain is always changing, so there's no chemical balance to be imbalanced in the first place. And then to take a poison, and make no mistake about it, Alex, these things are poisons, whether you call them pharmaceuticals or whether you call them medicines or whether you call them drugs, I call them poisons. When you knock out a system as fundamental as the serotonin system, this is one of the most fundamental systems in the body, and when you block reuptake of serotonin, you're playing with fire, and as a pharmacist, I can tell you, I'm not surprised when people on SSRIs go out and shoot up the school or shoot up the military base or commit suicide. You are playing with fire when you start to tweak your neurochemistry. In addition,
aren't serotonin reuptake inhibitors, I've read the insert, aren't they in the hallucinogen psychotropic class?
The hallucinogens LSD and LSD, drugs like LSD work with the serotonin system in the brain. But Alex, most of the serotonin system is not even in your brain. It's in your digestive system and it's in other systems of the body. So when you take a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, it's not only affecting your brain, it's affecting your entire nervous system as well as your enteric or gut nervous system as well. You cannot take a drug and simply expect it to be a magic bullet that's going to be directed to your specific symptom. In addition, what we're treating are not even diseases, Alex. Every 4 or 5 years, psychiatrists get together and they vote on what the latest new diagnosis will be. And today we have hundreds.
In fact, they've come out with more than 20, I know, because we've read them on air before. We've written news articles about it. We're not liking government corruption.
That's
not
right.
Trusting government is a mental illness.
That's right.
It's, you know, defiant.
Defiance
you're mentally
disorder.
Ill. But let's expand on that, because you just pointed out, I've seen cases of this where somebody has lead poisoning, mercury poisoning, some type of industrial poisoning. They're acting crazy, and the system will just commit them instead of actually testing their blood and helping chelate it out. I mean, this is just incredible. Take all the pink program everywhere. Breast cancer, the highest in the world in the U.S., next in Europe, all the places where they vaccinate, all the places where they have GMO. And instead of looking at why this is happening, they just say, let's raise money to find a cure. Well, I mean, that's like saying find a cure after a truck runs over you, you know, for, you know, how to cure somebody being run over by a Mack truck. How about not being run over by the truck? How about we look at why this is epidemic? Because, again, the this is such a blaring crime, but it's in plain view that the system never wants to find out why you're having this problem. They want to, quote, treat it, showing the whole system is designed to not actually help you, but to treat you.
Alex, Kentucky Fried Chicken sponsors Race for the Cure. Okay, that's the people who are paying for Race for the Cure, the people who are causing the disease in the first place. Look, Alex, you cannot expect to eat the way we eat, and you cannot expect to be as nutritionally deficient as we are and not end up with breast cancer and not end up with degenerative diseases. It doesn't make any sense. And so the message that I want to promote and that you're helping us promote is the idea that if you take care of your basic needs, your God-given needs, such as oxygen and blowing out carbon dioxide and making sure you're getting appropriate nutrition, you're not going to need the Race for the Cure. You're not going to need the serotonin reuptake inhibitors. You're not going to need to interface with the medical model and the medical community, and you'll have more power and more clear-headedness to be able to fight this kind of tyranny. And that's the message here, and the only way to do it is to participate in your own health. The human body is a healing system. It is designed divinely to heal itself on a moment-to-moment basis. It doesn't need doctors. It doesn't need drugs. It doesn't need hospitals. It doesn't need insurance companies. It needs good nutrition. It needs solid food. It needs clear air. It needs clean water. It needs to be able to blow out toxins through carbon dioxide. It needs a functioning liver. And short of that, we are condemned. Short of that, we are going to be walking into the hospitals and the pharmacies, and we're going to be enriching the medical model, and we're not going to be able to have the wherewithal to fight this kind of tyranny.
Well, you're absolutely right, Ben, and it just gets crazier and crazier how they're trying to force this on people. I haven't talked to you in a month or so on air since California and the governor signed the law to let them brainwash young children without their parents knowing and, quote, get them to consent to the deadly Gardasil shot, which they admit on its own insert doesn't even protect you from the cancer it claims it's helping you from. But then they showed newscasts of them going to homeschoolers' doors and saying, we're here to give your child a shot. It's the law. So if they'll come tell parents it's the law to take it when it's not the law, then obviously they're going to tell the kids it's the law and force them to take it. I mean, this is reaching like the forced sterilization level like we saw in this country under eugenics. What's your view on that? How should that be handled?
Here's my view on that. Alex, when you and I were growing up, did you hear of the human papillomavirus? Was there a problem with the human papillomavirus with girls in your school? Did you ever hear of any kids in your school having the human papillomavirus? I didn't. Okay, the problem is that our immune systems are so shot because of the crappy food we're eating, and our immune systems are so shot because of our lack of basic nutrients like vitamin C and like the B complex and like good protein, that everything that comes along we become a victim to. Viruses and bacteria cannot exist in a healthy, powerful terrain, a terrain that has an immune system that's strong. So our job as individuals is to make sure that our bodies have the strength to be able to withstand bacteria, withstand viruses. We live in an environment in competition with these things, but we have an immune system that has been divinely given to us that is able to, in an intelligent fashion, select these bacteria and select these viruses for destruction. We have cells and we have chemicals inside our body that can specifically target viruses, can specifically target bacteria, and our job is to upregulate that system. Almost everything we do on a regular basis in terms of what we eat and how we nourish ourselves not only doesn't upregulate the system, it almost specifically shuts the system down. Every time you eat a teaspoon of sugar, your immune system becomes compromised for hours, and most of us are eating on the order of 20 to 30 of these teaspoons every day. Of course we're going to become victim to bacteria and viruses, but the answer is not Gardasil. The answer is to change the way we treat ourselves, to upregulate and maximize and build up our body's inherent healing properties and our body's inherent defense systems, the immune system. We shouldn't need Gardasil. We shouldn't need these vaccines. We need to learn and we need to understand how our bodies work. That's the most dire need we have today, is understanding this magical system, this divine system called the human body, and understanding how it works. And understanding
and
how
now, pharmacist Ben, as the public begins to learn about this and tries to get back to basics, the system is coming in trying to regulate it and shut it down. And at this point in the interview, I want to just put the pitch out to listeners that this is a win-win-win-win-win. I researched for years, and I've been exercising a lot more, and I've lost about 10 pounds the last 3-4 months, and I'm trying to get in better shape. My wife is really loving it. She's gone on the entire line of longevity products that are available at InfoWarsTeam.com. And we have banners up at InfoWars.com, but it's simple. InfoWarsTeam.com. And when people do purchase, whether it's heart health, general vitamins, minerals, healthy energy, B vitamins, the fish oil, the essential fatty acids, it's all there at InfoWarsTeam.com. When you purchase the high-quality products that we've researched and that Ben has endorsed, then your purchase also makes this radio show, the news show, everything we do possible, because InfoWars Team is something that is a huge sponsor of our show. In fact, I've taken it in-house myself because researching it, I think it's the best system out there, bar none. Ben, let's walk through for people, because as you pointed out, what's so exciting about this is that people who are in horrible shape, who've been working too much too long, who have horrible nutritional deficiencies, who don't have the right minerals and vitamins and trace elements and things that are so key, when they start taking Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Pollen Burst, when they start taking the essential fatty acid systems, I have a family member who had eczema. Talked to you 6 months ago. You said put them on essential fatty acids. They did it. The eczema's gone. Ted Anderson's father didn't even know who he was. Got him on the essential fatty acids, got him on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. His memory was suddenly back. He was doing great. He'd go fishing with him again. The doctor said, he's on Coumadin. He can't be taking that Beyond Tangy Tangerine that has natural minerals in it. It could throw him off. So they took him off of it, and he's back again. Again, the doctors are actually, no, do not take vitamins and minerals. That is evil. And so, Ted says I can tell that story, even though it's painful for him. This is the type, and then I even had Dr. Russell Blaylock on about how deadly statins are and how they trigger Alzheimer's and literally eat the brain, and because the brain's made out of cholesterol, folks. And I did that interview just for Ted to give it to his family, and they just said, basically, we don't care. Our doctor says it. The statins stay. All this stuff. I mean, my dad's a dentist, but he's done a lot of research. He got my grandmother off statins. She suddenly has a lot more life and energy. Describe the products at InfoWarsTeam.com, and then break down for people what statins are doing. Just an example.
All right, real quick. The statins are a very fascinating subject because they are a real boon for the pharmaceutical industry. They've been making billions upon billions of dollars in profit alone on the statins since they were first introduced almost 15 or 16 years ago. The idea of the statins is that they're trying to target one specific enzyme system whose end result is cholesterol. But what they miss is there's about 10 steps in between, and every one of those steps is blocked by these statin drugs. So it means that your body can't produce a lot of vital chemicals, including cholesterol. Never mind that cholesterol is probably, arguably, the single most important biochemical in your body. It's a precursor to vitamin D. It's a precursor to all of your steroid hormones. It's a precursor to cortisol. It's required for the for healthy cell membranes. It's required for brain function. There's no way you can knock out that system and not expect side effects. What's worse is, when you take a statin drug, you keep your body from making other things, not just cholesterol, including coenzyme Q10, which is one of the most vital of all the non-vitamin systems in the body, non-vitamin compounds in the body. So the bottom line is when you take a statin drug, you're blocking your body from making a lot of things, including cholesterol. On top of that, nobody's ever shown that elevated cholesterol is the cause of heart disease. We know it's there. We know there's elevated cholesterol when you have heart disease, but nobody's ever shown that it's the cause of heart disease. On top of that, the reason cholesterol gets elevated is because people are eating too much much sugar. When you raise your insulin levels, your cholesterol will go up. So there's a simple way
exactly.
to drop
well,
your
from
cholesterol.
From the doctors I've talked to, and I'm talking brain surgeons, endocrinologists, they say fats are what make your skin, your arteries. They say it's chemicals and things and sugars that boost it that actually clog the arteries. Then cholesterol goes up to try to lubricate all that, and then it becomes all gummed up.
That's
and
right.
That, you know, my dad, in his own words from researching it, he's like, it'd be the perfect chemical weapon. It's an aging weapon. It attacks your entire system and almost creates an artificial form of scurvy. But Dr. Blaylock and others have said it's probably one of the most devastating things out there.
If you are on a statin drug, just try this. And by the way, you were talking about Ted. Ask Ted what happened to his cholesterol levels when and his triglyceride levels when he started on this program, okay? It's an amazing story if you don't know nutrition. Now, knowing nutrition, I'm not that amazed by it because I know that's what's supposed to happen. If you're on
within
a statin
drug... Within months, his dad came back.
What's that?
Within months, his dad came back.
That's right, just by taking B vitamins and essential fatty acids. If you're on the statin drugs, I will tell you right now how to lower your cholesterol without the statin drugs and get off your statin drugs. Number one, first and foremost, lower your insulin levels by eating less sugar. How do you eat less sugar? Up your protein, get on a good protein supplement. Secondly, get yourself on essential fatty acids, the ultimate EFAs. It's a powerful, powerful strategy for helping lower blood cholesterol. Get yourself on the B vitamins, get yourself on vitamin C. You'll find all of this in the longevity products and the healthy, Alex Start Pack, I think they're calling it, which is the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Ultimate EFAs, and the Osteo FX product. Just those three products alone, Alex, can have a dramatic effect on cholesterol and allow you to get off of your statin drugs. And I
absolutely, we're saving lives here today. InfoWarsTeam.com, folks, and your purchase also supports the show here, and if you become a member, you can get bulk discounts on ordering it. Again, InfoWarsTeam.com, and it's also a great business model in this faltering economy to help people at the same time. We'll be right back, InfoWarsTeam.com.
Healthy garden, easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen.
It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, Eotech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Ted's dad's story, and we can help other people by telling the story because Ted's allowed us to. And believe me, behind the scenes, he's really done a lot of research. He's the guy that got me into longevity because of this. Is that the doctor went and tested the blood, and because it had higher minerals in it, said, well, you can't have minerals that high and vitamins with this Coumadin. So the Coumadin, I guess the blood thinner, even though he's never had a stroke, the blood thinner. That's so important. You can't have vitamins and minerals. I mean, as a pharmacist, Ben, how can doctors be anti-vitamin and mineral and say it doesn't matter if he's got his memory back? He's got to go off of it. And then people like these are messiahs, follow the doctor's order.
This idea that doctoring is somehow akin to God. It's not. Doctoring means patching things up, and doctors are trained in how to patch things up. When you doctor something, you jury-rig it. You tie it together with baling wire and bubble gum. Doctoring is about jury-rigging the body to make it look like it's
healthy. That's
like
why it's when healthy. Votes get stolen, they say they doctored with it.
That's right, or your taxes are doctored. See how far that gets you with the IRS when you doctor your taxes. Doctoring it means to fix something so it appears to be something that it's not. And so we have this model, this doctoring model that gives us the appearance of health. It's not about healing. Doctoring is not about healing. That's the point. Doctoring is about treating. There's no drug in the world that can heal. This is why the FDA doesn't even allow you to use the cure word. Because according to them, you can't cure anything. According to the medical model, the body is inherently flawed, and the best we can do is save off your demise.
In fact, they even say vitamin C, you can't say, is a cure for scurvy, even though it's been known for 500 years. You don't get vitamin C, your skin disintegrates.
It's not that it's a cure for scurvy, it's that it eliminates it, because scurvy is caused by a deficiency in vitamin D, or in vitamin C. The point
exactly,
is
a cure is like almost saying that you deserve to have it or something,
yes.
Or like it should be there.
Exactly. It's not
what about
it's
brushing
a cure.
Your teeth and flossing? That's a cure.
It doesn't
to
cure
gum
cavities. Right, exactly. Brushing your teeth doesn't cure gum disease. It eliminates it. It keeps it from happening in the first place. And that's what nutrition does. Doctoring is not about that. Doctoring is about patching things together so that you can get by for 70 or 80 years and then die. And that's the way the medical
world
looks at the human body.
That's why it is great for heroic care like a broken leg where
now
a bone's sticking out the side of your leg. But it's not good when you come in with a heart problem. They just give you drugs to mask it.
That's right. We are so bamboozled and hypnotized by the sizzle of emergency medicine, which obviously heroic medicine has done a tremendous job. And if you get hit by a car, you want a surgeon, not a vitamin. But as far as degenerative disease goes, the body knows how to heal itself. Our job is simply to give it the raw materials to do its work. It's as simple as that.
All right, well, let's stop right there then. Look, I know that if people will just try, say, Beyond Tangy Tangerine with all the vitamins and minerals, everything you need, that little scoop every day, that lowers your cravings to eat. That's how I've lost some weight, is that instead of just picking out and it's the minerals and vitamins aren't in the regular food, you just take the vitamins and minerals and fatty acids. That's how Aaron's lost like 40-something pounds, folks. He's totally following the longevity plan and listens to Ben Fuchs every morning the hour before I come on here at Genesis. And it's really working, and I'm trying to follow it, and I do most of the time. Today, I actually was brought a hamburger for lunch. That's all right. I certainly enjoyed that evil. And as long as you only have some of it, it's okay. The point is, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com, and whatever your issue, the answer is there with the research, with the vitamins, with the minerals, with the exercise, InfoWarsTeam.com. And when you become a member of the team, you get discounts on bulk purchases, or you can just purchase straight up. Ben, I want to hold you 5 minutes of the next hour of overdrive. Then I'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central with InfoWars Nightly News. But I wanted to get a few more tips from Dr. Ben Fuchs. Dr. Ben Fuchs. We're talking about doctoring. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs is a real doctor of vitamins and minerals, but he wouldn't want to be called a doctor. He's Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We'll go to break here in the official main radio show, but come back audio streams only at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. But
thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.